coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 26th day of September 2025. And tonight, he won the toss, folks. He beat out Style and Kenny, and now he gets to, well, he gets to produce tonight's program. Be with us none other than the board op, Seth. Hey, Seth.
Good evening.
There you go. Here in the program, you already heard her cackle. She's quick on the cackle. None other than Lisa Hickman.
Good evening, everyone.
And right here with us, the elder. We got the elder.
Good evening. Our God reigns.
Randall Barkley. All right. Very good. And way out yonder in the land, in the heart of Texas there, we have, well, what can I say? None other than the amazing Big John McTernan.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ernie. And God bless you and all our listeners. And may we have a wonderful show tonight.
All right. Let's do it now. Remember, this is Friday night. So what has happened in the past often on Friday night? Weird things, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you name it, it happened.
Yeah, and so what we're going to do is, remember, we can pray about everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to start out, John, would you start out and lead us in a prayer, to, again, keep the devil out of the equipment, keep the devil out of our program tonight.
Yeah, Abba Father, we're before you in the awesome name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we've had outright attacks of the devil various ways on this show through the equipment, Lord, even like attacks on our health. So we're asking, Lord, that you will oversee any attack, prevent it, block it. This show will go forward, Lord, and we'll get out all the truth, all the great information that's needed, and we'll do it without any hindrance. In Jesus' marvelous name we ask, amen.
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 Amen. Father God, we come before you, Lord God. We are reminded that your word says that men ought to always pray and not to faint. And Father God, we know that on many fronts, Lord God, we are fighting the forces of darkness, Lord God. But you told us, Father God, that we should arm ourselves, Father God, that we should put on the weapons, because the weapons of our warfare, of course, are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And so, Father God, we thankful tonight that we can speak to you in prayer, Father God. We are thankful tonight that, Lord God, your word cannot return void. We are thankful tonight that, Father God, we are more than conquerors. And so, Father God, we just call on you, Father God, to show up mightily. Father God, we know the kingdom of God, it suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And so, Father God, we're lifting up again the airways tonight, because there's someone, Lord God, that's in the valley of decision, Lord God, between life and death, because it's on the line. Heaven or hell is on the line. And Father God, they need to hear the gospel tonight. They need to be, someone needs to be encouraged. Someone needs to know that, Father God, you are still in control. And we pray that, Father God, they would hear, Father God, your word tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we have obligations, and Lord, you have expectations of us. And so we're here tonight, Father God. Our goal, complete and to begin with, is to honor you and glorify you in obedience. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we gather here tonight, we know that you've told us, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And even though they keep trying to knock us down, we keep coming back. We're not. We know it's not over with until we win. And we know that there's victory in Jesus. So tonight, Lord, we would ask, Father God, that you would come against those that would try to take us down. Lord God, in Jesus' precious name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty, we have a lot to deal with tonight. First of all, I just want to make a couple announcements right off the bat. And that is, this coming Sunday, we're going to have the our last service of the year at the Pavilion. It's going to be the outside service at the Pavilion this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Bible study starts at 9 a.m., and then we have regular service at 11:30. And then I'll be preaching on burial versus cremation. A lot of people have a lot of questions about that, and we'll get into more of that later. But and then at 5, Pastor Howes is going to be preaching on, well, he's going to be preaching on the seven, what was it, the seven
baptisms.
Yeah. Seven baptisms, and maybe get into seven mysteries, too. So that's Pastor Howes. And again, 11:30, I'll be preaching on burial versus cremation. That's this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word. We'll be at the Pavilion. So there you go. And everybody that attends the church knows where the Pavilion's at, right?
Yes.
Okay. With that, we're going to get started. Ready to roll, Big John?
I'm ready to roll, Pastor Ernie.
You know what? My headphones been unplugged.
Oh, dear.
He disconnected himself.
Yeah. Now I'm connected back in. I got to get different headsets. This is much too short. Anyhow, we're going to start out in Galatians chapter 1 tonight. And the reason for this is all of these strange, they're not new heresies, but they're popping up now. It seems like they're coming out of the woodwork. All of these heresies from every direction. Mm-hmm. What is that a sign of, John?
Deception.
It's a sign of deception, but it's a sign of the end
times. The end times, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have we never seen everything coming like it is right now? Yeah. What would you say the worst of the heresies are?
Ooh. You got me flat-footed on that one, Pastor.
I would say
that God's going to save everybody.
Denying Christ's divinity.
Also that there's no rapture.
All right, well, no, at the worst of the heresies would be universal salvation.
Yeah.
That you don't have to repent. That they're teaching, again, like I said, now this is spreading out there. And the reason it's spreading is because people want to hear it. This is what they want to hear. You know, they want to have their ears tickled.
There's no repentance, Pastor Ernie, and there's no salvation through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's bloodless, crossless, and with no repentance.
Yeah, but there's even something that's more desirable to them, to the world, and that is that there's no condemnation, you see. they believe this way, I am not going to be judged. Therefore, remember, they've got this new Jesus that is non-judgmental, and he's very tolerant. He's a God of strictly of love, and he's very tolerant. He accepts you just exactly the way you are. There's no repentance necessary. The problem is that Jesus exists in their mind, the one that they'll be standing before. When it comes to sin, there was never a man that walked this earth was less tolerant. And when it comes to judgmental, he's the ultimate judge. Mm-hmm. So, but this is what they're spreading out there, and this is becoming more and more prevalent within the Prosperity Church, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because it's very easy belief, Pastor Ernie. Very, very easy. And if you go back in history, prior to the Civil War, that was one of the dominant heresies the church had to fight, Pastor Ernie. So it's just making a rerun of it's nothing new under the sun, and this is just a rerun of what happened in the past.
So now, you know, when you have the universalism out there, this church that teaches, well, you know, there's, you know, whatever religion you believe in, as long as you really believe, okay?
Yeah.
And so they pull them in, and so now this, we're seeing kind of a mixture of this, kind of like a dog's breakfast of this kind of teachings coming in now, because in some of these, where they consider themselves evangelical churches, and yet they believe in open marriages. You can have open marriages, and it's now because sin has been paid for, and there's no longer us, you know, there's no longer going to be judged on that. And so these people are going, they're doing this. They're having these people in these churches that are sleeping with each other's wives.
Yeah, which is precipitating the one world religion that would be up under the Antichrist. So we're just,
yeah. Whatever, light your fire, they might say.
Yeah.
What about that song that's being spread out there? Lord, set my soul on fire. That being sung in these evangelical churches, these charismatic churches, do they really understand what they're doing? When they're talking about set my soul on fire, do they know? What is the final judgment in everything? It's judgment by fire, okay? And they're saying, set my soul on fire. They don't know what they're doing, do they?
No.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Okay. And so, anyhow, let's start with Galatians chapter 1. And, Randy, why don't you, you're the one of us here can read tonight. So, let's take it a verse at a time, okay? I'll let him read the verse, John, and you and I will comment on it.
All right. Galatians 1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead.
That's a giant verse. That's a giant verse. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because Paul's the only one that can actually say that in the sense where I guess that's not true, because Peter and the others were discipled by the Lord Jesus. But they had each other. Paul was, he was discipled by the Lord Jesus for 3 years in the Arabian desert. And so his conversion came by the Lord alone, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, on the road to Damascus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had that tremendous experience with the Lord. And that radically changed his life, Pastor Ernie.
You might say he saw the light, huh?
Yes.
He was blinded by the experience, and he had to be healed.
Yeah. Well, on that road to Damascus, where the Lord said to him, it's hard to kick against the pricks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
And I think that goes back to the stoning of Stephen. He was there, and he was holding the cloaks, the coats and that, of those that were going to stone Stephen. But he heard Stephen's testimony.
What
resonated with him, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, Stephen's testimony, and there's something else that happened after the stoning. Do you know what the definition of burial is?
Definition of what, Pastor Ernie?
Burial.
Burial?
Yeah. The definition of burial is to honor and reverence the body and memory of a loved one and show of honor and of dignity to the departed. And so what happened immediately after they stoned Stephen? What did the disciples do, the other men? They gathered up his body immediately and took his body for burial. They honored him in burial, and he was one of the first martyrs next to John the Baptist.
Yeah.
So go ahead and read verse 2.
And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia.
Oh, you know, he says all the brethren here. What? And most of the epistles, what are they saying? They usually refer to the saints that mm-hmm. are in Corinth, to the saints that are here. But here, why do they refer to them as saints? Don't you have to be canonized to be a saint?
No.
No, you become a saint upon conversion, okay?
When you accept Christ.
Right? Yes.
And so that canonization is not biblical. It's not a biblical. It's a tradition.
Yeah, Pastor, any saint is part of being sanctified, set apart.
Yeah. Well, and again, you become a saint immediately upon conversion. Now go ahead and read verse 3.
Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father. Of course, mm-hmm. This is where we get that peace that passes all understanding, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but it's the peace that we get. The peace comes from God, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain to people that aren't saved, isn't it?
Right.
When they don't understand when a Christian has no fear of dying. And
right.
Aren't you afraid? I mean, you wouldn't believe how many times over my lifetime people ask me, aren't you afraid of doing that? No. Mm-hmm. No, you know?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you afraid that they'll kill you? Well, I wasn't planning on living forever, right?
Okay.
And yeah. The time of my departure, I have absolutely no doubt at all. The time of my departure, it's not my call. That's God's call, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so,
amen.
And are we not ready when he is?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead to the next verse.
Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father.
How would you compare the evil and the world in his day compared to our day?
Well, Pastor Ernie, there's one thing that stands out from all other generations, and that is homosexual marriage, quote, marriage. That puts us apart from every other generation, because you look back in history, and there was none. Sin had not reached that level, but here it has, Pastor.
One of the things, you had sodomy back in those days, mm-hmm. absolutely. And that's what, when I talked about the definition of burial, I'm just going to give a little hint what the definition of cremation is. Is simply to be consumed by fire to the finality, to be consumed by fire or finality. And so, what was the results of Sodom and Gomorrah? What was their
fire and brimstone was raining down upon them? And
who was left?
Nobody.
So it was finality, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's the definition. And now they had, but they didn't have marriage, the same-sex marriage, I don't think, did they? You never heard that before.
There was no recording of it, Pastor yeah. Ernie. And in history, and going back as far in history as you could, there was none. When the Supreme Court made that decision about homosexual marriage in, 2014, I believe, they said in it, if you read their writing of it, they said that there is none in history. This is like unique, but we're going to do it anyways. That's basically what they said.
Well, you know, the chatter has it out there now that the Supreme Court is thinking seriously about reversing that. That this court that we have now, that it's going to get to them, and it's going to be reversed, and it should be done in a 6-3 vote.
And the reason for that is the Supreme Court made law.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court can't make law. It just judges on the law that comes from Congress or actions by the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They can't create a right. And that's why Roe versus Wade got reversed.
Yeah, I know it. And, here this whole thing with this transgender thing, too. That's another thing. You know, throughout history, when did you ever have transgenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only Congress can do that past the earning. Supreme Court can't.
So, well, they can pass, you know, actually, what they can pass is legislation. Where it comes to law, our laws come directly from God. All actual laws come from God. There's a big difference between what's lawful and what's legal.
Yeah.
And so,
I think, Pastor, our level as you look at the evil now versus then is definitely increasing. When you look at the technology that we have, you know, you go back, you know, pornography, it used to be difficult for you to, you know, ascertain that or get that. Now with a touch of a button, you know, it's right there on your screen. And if you're not careful, stuff just pops up. So, I mean, that kind of saying it just, you know, it's more prevalent today with our technology. So it allows us to much more easily go into that type of evil.
Plus the killing of the children, the abortion, a horrible, horrible, America's national sin. Just, you know, it's horrible. Now they want to, the ACLU is pushing to try to legalize pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's here again now with all of this, as if they haven't come up with ways to do enough evil, they want to use artificial intelligence to even create more evil, take evil to a higher plane, a higher level.
Yeah.
So go ahead, read the next verse.
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
All right. Now listen. To whom be glory? Who gets the glory?
Our Father.
Okay.
God.
God gets the glory. Now, there's some problems we've had in our society in recent days. John, I'll bet you know what I'm talking about, where we have taking, I don't want to say use the word worship, okay, but in recent years, we put men upon pedestals, which the Bible clearly tells us not to do. The Apostle Paul was a very good example when they tried to refer to him as more than a man. He rent his garment, okay? We see what happened to remember Mr. Magnificent back in the days where he gotten up, and on his birthday, he had his birthday suit on made of silver, and he gave a great oratory, and those that were trying to garner his favor, the trade routes, and that said, you're not a man, you're a god. And what happened to him?
Eaten by worms.
He was eaten alive. Why? What? So his sin was what? Accepting worship, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now, what's happened?
Yes.
Now we've seen some situations where people have kind of gone a little bit too far. I mean, you know, you want to honor, you know, honor to whom honor is given. The Bible says, and that's a good thing. Okay, and you have good people, and you do honor good people, but you don't want to take it. Remember that we were made in the image of God, and what happens is, you actually bring dishonor to people when you put them on too high a pedestal.
Okay? Right.
And we saw a little of that when they killed JFK. I remember the day very clearly, like did it today and you know, here he was a good president. I mean, he would have been considered very conservative today.
Yes.
But some people try to take it. They tried to make him more than a man. They tried to make him, and they used it. I remember watching the concert that Elvis was on. Elvis was performing, and here, these women, there was about, I don't know, 25 women, they held up this big banner, and it was about, you know, probably 25, 30 feet long and a couple of feet high, and it said, Elvis is king. Elvis remembered the Magnificent.
Yes.
He being eaten by worms. You can see Elvis stopped, man. His legs went still. He wasn't shaking a leg.
Mm-hmm.
And the look on his face when he remembered that, look on his face was a pure fear. He said, take it down now, or I'll quit, you know. Like, why? He was afraid that he could get struck dead right there on that spot, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so those women burst out crying. They burst out crying. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're taking this. They said he's not just a man. He's more than a man, okay? And, of course, you know, that's what Obama's handler, what was her name? The woman that was Obama's number one handler. I'm trying to remember her name. It wasn't Rice.
I can't think of it, Pastor Ernie.
Pardon? Yeah.
I have no idea.
But she came out and she said Obama was not a mortal man. That Obama, that the office of the presidency wasn't enough of a challenge for his intellect. That's what she said. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, boy, she got in for a rude awakening.
Yes.
Wow. But you see, and so we have to be very, very careful. And I'm afraid we, you know, Charlie Kirk was above, you know, I mean, he was for a guy his age, he was like Timothy, right? Mm-hmm. He was like Timothy. There was one other, you know, he died at the age of 31.
Yeah.
There was one other man that was even greater, which was greater than Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he was greater. He was greater than John McTiernan.
Uh-oh.
and his name happened to be John, too. It was John the Baptist. And Jesus said, of men born of women, which is quite a majority, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the greatest of all, John the Baptist. And he brought out, I mean, he turned out, thousands came out. But what did John say? He said, I must what?
Decrease.
I must decrease.
Yeah.
And he must
increase.
Jesus. So,
yeah.
And Charlie said, give glory to the Lord. Charlie, you know, was one that says, but some, and you know, when President Trump got shot, I was, you know, going over the films of there, you know, looking to see if I could spot anything and anything different that you weren't seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And here, these women, they had lost their minds. They were screaming profanity, and they, you know, these are supposed to be Christian women out there, right?
Yeah.
And and they were making reference like he was a god, you know.
Yeah.
We got to be careful doing that, because we don't do that person any favor if you do that, do you?
No.
And so
you always have, Pastor, fanatics or people that take it to the extreme. And I heard a interview too where they were interviewing a gentleman about Charlie Kirk, and he said Charlie Kirk died for our sins. And I was like, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what they were saying even back in the days with John Kennedy. And you know, so you got to.
Yeah, and that's why this passage that we're going through right now is so important, because even I was just seeing some videos as well on you know, these people that were giving into, hey, the rapture was supposed to take place. I mean, these people were out in the woods, thousands of them screaming up to heaven because they believed that they were about to be raptured. And
I've gone through so many of those rapture things over the years, okay? And you know, I'll tell you what, we've had so many raptures on the Feast of Trumpets that, well, you know, I'm surprised. And you talk to guys, and some of them, you know, were very good friends of mine, guys who were biblically literate. I mean, very, you know, Bible teachers. And, well, one that used to be on this program, and I used to be on his program, and he set a date. Do you remember who that would be, don't you, John? Hal Lindsey. Remember Hal Lindsey?
Oh yeah.
The late great planet Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He and I said, don't do it, Hal. Don't do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, and Hal was he's a Bible scholar. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they, who else was it that did it just a couple of years ago before he passed away? You know who I'm talking about?
Harold Camping?
Yeah, Camping. Yeah, yeah. Harold Camping did that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it.
The only reason I thought it was possible with Howard Camping was the last time he made the prediction was on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I was pulling for it, Pastor Ernie. I was pulling that it would be right.
Well, we could have made that up.
But it seemed, Pastor Ernie, as I go back in time, it was like in the 70s. Not only were they predicting the rapture, but they were predicting, I remember Kissinger was the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, the King of Spain.
Oh, yeah.
They were picking him, and they had all of these reasons why.
Mm-hmm. You know? The Shah of Iran, and believe it or not, there was someone that even said JFK and Ronald Reagan because of the amount of letters in their name.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that all seemed to stop until now, really. Mm-hmm. It just stopped, and now it seems to be picking up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this thing with Charlie Kirk, now they want to make they want to make a national holiday. They want on his birthday, on the day of his death. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's finish up. Go ahead and read it all the way down through verse 9.
Okay, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed or anathema.
All right, there you go. I mean, that says it.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you find that gospel? You'll find it right in here in this King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find it on
First Corinthians chapter 15 tells us what the gospel is.
Yep, absolutely. And you'll find it on every one of our programs. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock. Attorney Tom Renz has been warning that there is no law requiring anyone to give informed consent for vaccine food. There are no laws requiring anyone to tell you the food you are buying has been vaxxed with the spike protein clot shot. The UK recently passed into law the Genetic Technology Precision Breeding Bill. The bill amends the Environmental Protection Act of 1990 to exclude references to precision bred organisms so far as they relate to marketing. Precision bred organism is another term for gene edited. So now in the UK, food that's been gene edited can be legally marketed as non-GMO. And if this UK gene edited meat makes its way to America, it can be labeled non-GMO here as well. And so long as it's butchered in America, it can be labeled product of USA. The fake alternative meat being pushed by Bill Gates and others is made of immortal cell lines. Gene editing is now officially in our meat industry. Lobbyists for the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock.
All right, you know, John, they got a new report out now. I've heard, you know, especially if you listen to the BBC and that coming out, that on a worldwide, I believe it was, I'm trying to remember the last one we did, I think it was like 22 million people worldwide, 22 million have died that were died from the COVID shot, from the vaccine, okay, the kill shots. Now, they just came out with this new study, and they said, no, that it was 17 million that died in this latest study that's been verified. Now, the other study said they were verified because they went through coroners. They went through, you know. But they said also in this last study here on worldwide, listen to this, on a worldwide basis, 500 million people, 500 million people have suffered some kind of ailment or damage done, 500 million by the vaccines, okay, one way or the other. And so, anyhow, when you were talking about through sin, greatly multiplied through vaccines, boy, we have it, don't we?
Yeah, there's every way you could think of, Pastor Ernie, they're promoting sin, encouraging sin. The Supreme Court is making sin a constitutional right. It goes on and on and on.
Well, the big news, what's going on today, remember Scripture says your sins will be assured, your sin will find you out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was just listening. First of all, now you see that they brought Chris Ray in today, and it looks like Chris Ray is going to be pretty soon. He's going to be indicted pretty soon.
Mm.
And so now here, you know, what they found out, which we knew all along. I mean, we told you that the FBI had agents in the crowd. Well, it came out of the FBI's own documents, out of their own files, that they had close to 300 agents in that crowd out there causing the riots, getting them to riot. Over three. Now, Chris Ray was questioned twice, and he lied under oath about having any knowledge when he had complete knowledge of those files. So he lied under oath to Congress, and they got him twice doing it. Today, I was listening to Brennan, and they had Brennan. He contradicted himself again. He lied under oath. And so Brennan is going to be indicted. You're going to see Comey's just the beginning here. Have you seen Comey coming out and saying how he is so innocent? Bring it on. Yeah. He's going to win. I'll win. Bring it on, right?
The arrogance.
Yes. Goodness.
What do you think?
My shock in this, Pastor Ernie, is they only had two charges in the indictment. I thought they'd have, 10, 20 charges.
Well, the pressure is on big time because of him being a high ranking thing. Trump has got the guts to say, let's do the right thing. And they're saying, well, this is Trump getting vengeance. No, this is justice. Look, now the Democrats, that they've been out all over the media saying, go ahead and do this, but someday, remember, we'll be back in office. And then the Democrats, we're going to go after your FBI director. We're going to go after, well, you idiots, you already did that.
Yeah.
Already
did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They set the pattern. They already did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're so dumb they don't know it, or they're so dumb they think we don't know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have him, and here on Comey, the guys he sent out to leak information, they blew the whistle on him. They admitted to him, okay? And so here, he's saying one thing when the very same people he sent out to do it are saying, yeah, he's told him. We got our orders from him. We did what he told us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is, with Bolton, you notice how quiet Bolton's been, John?
Not a word, Pastor Ernie. Not a word.
Do you know why? Do you know what they caught Bolton with? And his office.
Yeah, they caught him with actually classified, highly classified documents.
Mm-hmm. On weapons of mass destruction. Highly and do you know that those documents were finding their way to other governments?
So that would be treason.
That would be treason. Now let me ask you this: if you're Bolton, and you're looking at treason, which is could be the death penalty, would you roll over on some of the other bad guys?
There's no honor among thieves.
Right. So. Uh-huh. And the whole Democratic Communist Party from top to bottom, they're nothing but thieves, are they?
Mm-hmm. No.
And so General Michael Flynn is out. Now he's out there, boy, and he's really going after him.
Yeah.
Big time. Remember, Flynn was the first one that Comey spread misinformation about, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he set him up.
Yeah. He said
they actually came. They had FBI agents came into what was the White House, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they wanted to interview Comey about another Russian case. A Russian.
No, you mean
here.
Flynn.
Flynn. Mm-hmm. Flynn. And it was all lies, just to get him to make some admission that didn't mean anything, and that's what they hooked the whole thing on him about.
Yeah. And it was a big game to Comey. It was like, hey, watch me do this. Yeah.
Well, so we're going to see what happens on this. Here, we have a problem. Do you think all of this has gotten a lot bigger than Pam Bundy?
I don't know. She was an excellent Attorney General for Florida, you know, excellent. So,
yeah, but she.
I don't think the judgment's out on her yet, Tester.
She was, but you're talking about, look, if she does her job, the whole deep state's going down, right? And do you know what kind of death threats she must be getting by now?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, she.
Whoever gets that job is going to get a lot of death threats.
Well, she's been kind of very slow on it. Very, sometimes very indecisive. Very, you know. I know you have to be cautious, but she definitely has not been real aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she's been to the point where Trump had to publicly, you know, go after her and tell her, "Do your job, get out there." And so,
well, I'll tell you what, Pastor Ernie, I attribute that all to the Epstein file. Once that broke with the Epstein files, she seemed to change.
Okay, now you got all kinds of, there's things with the Epstein files. Okay, here you say, well, why don't they, we just want it all out. But the problem of it is a lot of those young women were like teenagers at the time, and they had a lot of horrible things done with them. In other words, they used them in a lot of different ways and with a lot of different men. In fact, some actually was brought to Epstein's place in New Mexico, his ranch, where they had their eggs harvested, taken from them. Where, remember, Epstein and Bill Gates were going to try to create this all of the and fertilize all these women's eggs, and then there was other horrible things done with children. And they've seen a lot of this stuff. So now these women are older. They're trying to put their past behind them. They're married, some of them, and they're begging that information not come out. And so what do you do, John?
Well, I would say you do have to protect their rights, Pastor Ernie. You know, there's no doubt about it. You have to protect their rights.
Well, you see, now then that there's a lot more involved in that thing than I think we know.
Yeah.
But then the other thing was, too, you know, what that Epstein was involved with the intelligence agencies. He he worked with Mossad.
And CIA.
CIA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then, what is it, M6?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those folks are, I mean, they, they're out of control. This is where JFK wanted to eliminate them. He wanted to eliminate them.
Yeah, supposedly these young girls were used to blackmail a lot of these our leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have them in compromised positions, so you got control over a person.
I mean, but there's films of very bad things happening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so so whenever you get these intelligence agencies involved, you got problems because, you know, what's happened is they get drunk with power, don't they?
Yeah, they're answerable to no one. To no one, Pastor Ernie. And they become extremely dangerous. John Kennedy said he wanted to break up the CIA into 1,000 pieces.
I know, that was one of the... And the CIA director the day before his murder was meeting with Lyndon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he wanted to do... Ronald Reagan wanted to break up the CIA, too. And, of course, and I think Trump does, too. I'm pretty sure Trump wants to get rid of him, too.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, but that's just it there. Remember what Chuck E. Schumer says? Well, you take on the intelligence agencies, and then they got 6 ways to Sunday to get you. So, anyhow, now, there's something going on. It's all in the media. Everybody's asking this question, and only McTernan's got the answer.
Uh-oh.
And that is, Pete Hegseth has brought it 800 called into the Pentagon there in Virginia. 800 generals and admirals in emergency meeting, and all the media is abuzz wanting to know what is going on. I have some pretty good ideas, but only McTernan knows. So let us know, Jim.
Well, there's a couple things that have happened, and one of them is Russia is getting very aggressive against NATO countries.
It's been flying in all their airspace, hasn't it?
Yeah, and sending drones over in it and that. And Russia came out and said, if you shoot any of our planes down, it'll be World War III. China is also getting extremely, I don't know about it. Right now, I wouldn't say aggressive, but their military is really... on a war footing, I guess would be the best way to explain it. Other than that, Pastor Ernie, there's talk about there's going to be a big change, and I think a lot of those Obama and Biden generals are going to be fired, Pastor Ernie. And there's going to be a big, big change in the Pentagon, and he's... wants to talk to all the generals about the changes that are coming.
What about the media access?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, they're talking about cutting down because of so many leaks coming out of the Pentagon to the media that they want to change the way they hold their meetings and the way that media has access to those at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another.
But in my lifetime, I can never remember something like this.
No, I can't either. Tell you the truth. There's more than that going on too. Okay, China has got that huge aircraft carrier out there. They got something the biggest ships that they've had drills and things, all kinds of activity going on. But then. Maduro has his people down there in Venezuela. He's called his militia up. He's forcing civilians into civilian militia, and he's you wouldn't believe. We got some pictures here of some of the people. Go ahead, read that one article.
Okay, this is hilarious. You ought to see the picture of this big fat woman. It says, President Donald Trump apparently has Venezuela on his mind as he posted on Monday a hilarious trolling video on Truth Social declaring it was, quote, top secret. We caught the Venezuelan military in training, a very serious threat, the president exclaimed. I'll bet he was being sarcastic, because the video shows women, one with one being morbidly obese, I'm looking at the picture right now, running slowly through a training ground while carrying guns. Reaction Online includes, it seems the Maduro regime is getting their best ready for the fight, and this woman is horribly obese, just kind of walking.
Now, Maduro, I believe he has a pact with Russia and China, okay, that if they...
He had a pact with Iran, I know that.
Yeah. But I believe that he's got a pact with Russia and China, which getting gas and oil from them. And so, from Maduro. So, anyhow, Trump has all of these ships sitting out there. He's got some, well, what was it, like seven big warships off the coast of Venezuela?
He's got one of the, one that carries troops, and I think it's 4,000 troops that the ship carries.
And so, here, now I know what he's been taking out these, you know, drug cartels, these speedboats, one at a time out there. That's sending a message. Now they're getting into a real panic, and that's really been cutting down. He's cut way down the flow of these drugs into this country, these deadly, deadly drugs into the country. So that's one of the things there. But what is it, though, that the Trump, they know something that the rest of us don't know, or maybe, do you think maybe Trump is sending a message to Putin? All right, Putin, if you want war, you know, you're going to get it, okay? What Putin did, double-crossed him, what's happening there, and now, it's a very interesting thing, too, now, because you have did you see when Netanyahu addressed the UN today?
Yeah, I mean, almost all the UN walked out.
they did, and here Trump says he will not allow Putin to annex Gaza, okay? That he will not allow that, okay? And so here what's happening, we know that And Putin came out and said, look, or not Putin, Netanyahu, everything that they're doing, remember, the very same enemies of Israel are enemies of America. And he went through it like what they did to Israel, according to their population, and matching that with the population of America. I can't remember exact numbers, but it would have been like October 7th would have been something like taking out 10 million people or something like that, you know, for what they did. I mean, I can't remember. It's a large number, but
I thought they were comparing it to like a 9/11.
Well, yeah, they did that too. Yeah. Well, he put a whole list. He had a whole list of things.
Oh, okay.
And Netanyahu came right out. I mean, he was bold, but you know, all of this, here's the other things, all of the disinformation that's coming out now, I mean, it's really getting bad. You have here on the internet, they're putting out there that Netanyahu was behind Charlie Kirk's murder, okay? Mm-hmm. And now you've got these others out there that have brought it out. They're demonizing his wife, saying his wife was involved, you know, what's her name?
Erica.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of the Candace Owens, I believe it is. You know, become very anti-Israel, and you know they're blaming everything on Israel, and I mean, a lot of what is supposed to be, you know, well, they call us right-wing media. I'd rather be right than wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. But, right.
But a lot of them are becoming very anti-Israel. Now, first of all, Israel, we're not trying to say Israel is innocent. You know, God's mm-hmm. word, the Bible's clear. They're a stiff-necked people, mm-hmm. a very stiff. Then, like America, there is, you know, just like America there, they've got their conservative, those that fear God, and then they've got their Democrats. We have the same thing here. But Israel, even for its size, you know, when it comes to crimes like abortion, pornography, prostitution.
Yeah, and homosexuality as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they had the world's largest sodomite, you know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. God says that Israel, not to touch her, that he will judge Israel. That he set her aside for himself to judge, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all I need to know, right? I mean, I'm not going to argue. If God says don't judge her, let me do that. I'm going to do what God says, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that you think that's the way to go?
Yes.
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie.
All righty. Well, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we got a whole lot of stuff to cover. So, and I think we'll start back with you, John. You got some things you want to talk about. So we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. We're down to about 5 seconds or 4 seconds, right? Or 3 seconds. Four, three, two, bye-bye.